Dear friends, for the past couple of weeks, we have been immersed in the wonderful imagery and prophecy of the prophet Isaiah. Now, on this third Wednesday of Advent, we're being treated with the more intense and direct words of the prophet Jeremiah. In our reading today, we hear Jeremiah reminding us of God's promise to send a Messiah and that promise will be fulfilled. He uses those famous introductory words, "Behold, the days are coming. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord. I will raise up a righteous shoot to David," foretelling that the Messiah will come from the house of David, just as the prophets had revealed. And Jeremiah reminds us that the Messiah is to come, and he will be the Lord of justice. And in his justice, he will lead the people back to those lands that were promised them from of old, that were promised before they were taken into slavery. Imagine, if you will, how encouraging Jeremiah's words are at this time. These people, hearing his message, knew very well the experience of enslavement, and now they are free. And according to Jeremiah, and they believe in his words, they will return to their homeland to a time of long anticipated peace and happiness. Our gospel story is equally amazing. Mary, betrothed to Joseph, found to be with child before they even lived together. The scriptures tell us that this was through the power of the Holy Spirit. But in that moment, Joseph had no idea what to think. And then the amazing dream. Joseph had several dreams, didn't he? For the Lord spoke through his angels to Joseph in his dreams. But this dream was especially important. Joseph does not set Mary aside. Rather, he put his trust that God was at work in this moment. The child is conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph is told, though, that he would have the right of all fathers to name the child. And so he is to name him Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Joseph was faithful, and because he trusted in the plan that God had for him, we witness the very beginning of what we lovingly call in the church the Holy Family. Are we not also called to trust in the mystery of God's plan for us? Like Joseph, though we do not have dreams that reveal God's message, like Joseph, we're called to be faithful, to trust in God, to trust that the Messiah was sent once and for all. God, who was faithful to his promise, God, who was faithful to Mary and Joseph, that same loving God will be faithful to you and me each and every day.